Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
This is Donald Fagan with Stevie Dan bringing us back 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Knight is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-owner, and senior consultant with Business Literacy Institute, among other businesses, the co-author of Project Management for Profit, also Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, a couple of his books, and this guy's a renaissance man, folks. He's an author, he's a manufacturer, he's an educator, and successful in everything he does. So when Joe talks, we listen around here. Joe, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure.
In the previous segment, you talked to us about ROI, return on investment. So I want to break that down just a little bit more. Let's use some examples. Let's say that a small business owner has an opportunity to buy a piece of equipment, $100,000 piece of equipment, and
sure.
They're trying to decide, and that $100,000 is going to add a dimension to their business. It's not replacing an old machine. It's an additional offering to the marketplace.
And, so it's an expansion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're going to have to borrow the money. They're going to borrow the money at 5%. Their bank's going to loan it to them at 5%. Their initial thought would be, okay, this is what we do. We're in business. We expand. We grow, and this is what we want to do. But I don't think it ever occurs to most of them to say, wait a minute. If I borrow $100,000, is the best investment to buy that piece of equipment, or is it to use that money to develop a market strategy and contract with somebody else who already has the business. I mean the machine. See what I mean? I wonder if people, when they're thinking of growing, I think they often think of the ROI. They just think of, this is what I'm comfortable doing. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly right. And again, you have to think of the opportunity cost of that $100,000. Small business, as I know, because I run one myself or involved in one, you have limited ability to borrow. So a lot of people think, well, if I can get better than 5% on that, I'll just go ahead and buy that equipment. But the issue is the opportunity cost of that $100,000 might be worth a lot more than 5%. There might be other opportunities other than this business expansion that could be very valuable to your business. So you need to figure out what interest rate you need to get on that investment. Mm-hmm. And then do something we call a net present value calculation, where you compare that $100,000 to your projected returns on that expansion. And what's relevant to you is, what other things could you do with that $100,000, not the interest you're paying on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck, if you will, in terms of future cash flow returns on that investment. And the way you do that is you use simple time value of money, present value calculations to compare your future returns to the initial investment. And I would guess in a small business, you'd want to use 10% on up as a return opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good small business, you're probably making a lot more than 10% return on equity if you're growing that business and doing well. So if you're going to take money from your business, you better get that kind of return every time you invest.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think that's one thing a lot of small business owners don't understand. They think, well, if I borrowed at 5% and I get a 6% return, I'm doing great. And in reality, you're not, because you're not getting the kind of return that you should get as an owner.
You know, Joe, a lot of small business owners, most of us probably, if we knew going into it, if we put this ROI, net present value calculation on our business for the first 10 or 15 years or so, a lot of us would be, we would say, boy, that's not a very good investment. Because there are other reasons to be in business, right? I mean, there's not just the ROI. There's something to be said for being self-determined. There's something to be said for being happy. There's something to be said for being able to manage your own problems, your own opportunities, and not be working for somebody else. There, you've got to give some value to that. I think most small business owners would feel that way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they feel that way, but Jim, I'm a finance guy, and you know what? At the end of the day, the reason why you form a business is to make money.
You're one of those fish out guys, so.
Yeah, I'm one of those fish. So the point is if you want to do all the things you just described,
yeah.
Number one is make money.
Yeah.
If you make money, you get to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so this ROI stuff and this evaluating and understanding the finances of your business is all about getting to do what you want to do, be your own boss,
mm-hmm.
do something you love doing. If you can't make money doing it, if you don't get a good return doing it, then you're not going to be successful. And so you have to balance those things. And that's why understanding some of these tools. And by the way, you know, net present value, it sounds like a mumbo jumbo. We call it NPV. That's a function in Excel, you guys.
That's right.
If you want to get in Excel,
right.
You can you come up with your $100,000 expense, put in your returns, play with that function. You can figure out how to do it. This isn't rocket science.
How can people get to your program?
If people are interested in looking at what I'm doing in my program, they can go to business-literacy.com.
Business-literacy.com.
And that's a great site.
What will they find when they get there?
They're going to find a little bit about my training, but one of the things we're adding to that is we have a subsidiary site called Finance Dog that is inside that has a definitions and information on all kinds of finance terms and financial
mm-hmm.
information. So if you want to go there, you'll be able to get definitions and get answers on
mm-hmm.
on how to understand different terms. Sometimes you go to see your banker and they throw out a couple of acronyms you've never heard.
Right.
This is the kind of stuff we're trying to help people understand and define.
I'm so glad.
And we also
go ahead.
I was going to say, we also have an online training we're introducing where you can get me doing video training and that sort of thing.
And is that on the same site?
Yeah, you go to that site and we
say it again.
Sample chapter.
Say it again.
Business-literacy.com.
Check it out, folks. Joe's talked to us about this before. You, as a CEO of your company, you've got to be the person to pursue this information and become more sophisticated.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.